When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
We're almost done.
Mercifully, these things come to an end.
Oh my gosh. Well, but we did win a series in ACC.
I know. Spirit, what the hell was that? We won our ACC road series.
And I thought Virginia Tech was going to slug the shit out of us.
I mean, we just, we found some pitching from somewhere. Friday was Miles Cava. Just all of a sudden,
he was
out of nowhere. It was Rafe against Texas. The hell was that?
I'll take it.
Today as well. Homered again.
Had another RBI today.
He is ripping the ball now.
21 home runs now for the season.
Yeah, he slumped a little, struggled a little bit when we hit ACC play, but he has come back alive now at the end of the season. So
good.
Other than that, Jacoby Long still good. JD got thrown out of a game.
Wow, well, you look at that.
So did Urso. Yeah, so did Urso.
So did Urso. Well, whatever. Yeah, whatever. There, right?
Carlito starting to hit a little bit better. He's now the starting first baseman. All this stuff is happening.
Look, I mean, sometimes things like that have to happen for them to kind of, I don't want to say develop an identity, but kind of, get some continuity going. Some continuity is nice, and it looks like they got a feel for it. They got a feel for what they're doing right now. Oh my God! Oh come on, you gotta be there. This game is intense. This game is intense right now. Did they score? Oh my God! Empty net too. Right now, they are putting the pressure on these guys. Anyways, it's Panthers game for in case anybody that starts to watch sees me doing this the whole time. They'll watch the damn game. Anyways, so now we've got the end of the season. The end of the season's coming up, end of the regular season at least, with your final ACC matchup against Pitt, who's not very good, who's very bad. So there's an opportunity. What's our record right now?
The good news for those of us in Hater Nation here is FSU is slumping. They lost a weekend series to Pitt last week. So this is these are the updated standings.
That's crazy. Wow.
And they lost today. I forget. They were playing some like directional Florida school in the midweek and got blown out too. So
really?
FSU was coming apart a little. But anyway, so if you go to the bottom of the standings where Miami resides, you'll see. So basically, between Notre Dame, Boston College, Miami, and Pitt, two of those four teams will make the ACC tournament. And so Notre Dame is playing Louisville on the road, and Boston College is playing Clemson on the road.
Louisville is playing who on the road?
Notre Dame's playing at Louisville.
Oh, okay, okay.
Boston College is playing at Clemson.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So if you look at what the Canes, if you focus on the loss column, because that's what these teams are. So there is a decent gap there. Now, keep in mind, Notre Dame has the tiebreaker on the Canes because they won that series. So that one game lead, if it's a tie, Notre Dame goes in front. But really, looking at Pitt, the Canes just win one game. They will finish ahead of Pitt. So, and the only way they'll miss the ACC tournament, and in that scenario, if they win one game, is if BC sweeps Clemson on the road, which is not going to happen. So, realistically, the Canes just need to win one game this weekend, and they'll at least make the ACC tournament.
Sorry about that. Got a little bit of a cough there.
Yeah, that's all right. So I mean, that's it. You got to win a game. Don't get swept.
That's it. Just now, win a game.
If they get swept, they're very likely to finish behind Notre Dame and Pitt. They will finish behind Pitt for sure.
Gotcha.
And they're likely to finish behind Notre Dame as well. So
this could look, it's a good way to end the season if you can get into the tournament and win a few games, be competitive there somehow.
Well, they'd have to. So
it's gonna be tough.
We're used to being on the other side of that equation, and the way that the pool play in the ACC tournament favors the good teams. The Canes are gonna have to win both games because they don't have any tiebreakers. Right. So because it goes by regular season finish, they will definitely be the worst team in their pool. So you want to go to the ACC tournament, win four games, and then they make the NCAA tournament.
Are they going to be when does ACC play start?
Next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah. Next Tuesday. Well, sorry,
Tuesday.
Yeah, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's there's three games Tuesday, three games Wednesday, three games Thursday, three games Friday, and everyone has days off in there. So it's just
gotcha.
And then Saturday, semifinals, Sunday is the.
We have to, excuse me, it's Taco Tuesday, and I got a piece of taco in my throat. We got a, I know what we're going to do for our last show, we'll kind of do superlatives. The superlatives are the awards for Miami, but right now you got to be impressed. You got to be really impressed with what Jacoby Long is doing on this team. Like, I didn't have him penciled in on this team as your everyday guy, and you're quite frankly your best player in the lineup right now. I mean, he's hitting the ball well. He's getting on base. He's obviously he's gold gloving it out there. This is a guy that has, you know, essentially, I don't know if he has another year left of eligibility or not.
He doesn't, unfortunately. He doesn't.
So he's raising his draft stock right now, big time.
He's gone. Scanlon's gone, unfortunately. Those are two you'd really like. They're kind of hitting their stride, and you'd really like to have them back, but that's not happening.
Who's that? Him and who else?
Scanlon.
Oh, I know, right? He just hit a seed that didn't go any higher than like 10 feet off the ground, and he hit it for a home run this weekend.
Yeah, they're both kind of, you know, we're took a while to get their footing and are now kind of hitting, you know, excelling, and fortunately too late to help this team.
Yeah, no, tell me about it.
So there's those two. Kube is obviously one of the best freshmen in the country.
Yeah, there's no denying that he is going to be on every award watch list for next year.
Yeah, and then Gage Zeal, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, Gage with another solid outing, right? Pretty decent outing on Friday. But Rafe really showed out. He looked really good. Eric Hernandez sucks, by the way. I take that back. He's not doing well.
No, I mean, look, let's be real. If the Canes had any pitching, he wouldn't be in the rotation anymore, but they don't.
Yeah,
I agree. I'll also say, you know, on that Sunday game, more just this team is who they are at this point, and there were a lot of mistakes in the field, including one by him where he did not bend all the way down to pick up a tapper back to him, and it rolled under his glove and resulted in a big inning. Yeah. You know, so it's not just that he's part of the defense, but a couple of drop balls on grounders booted and a couple of wide throws and that's what this team is. So, you know, he bore the brunt of that. I mean, really what they're trying to do is like get 5 or 6 innings out of him and keep that ERA to 9 for the game. So one run an inning, and they'll take like 6 runs conceded into the 7th inning with him starting at this point. Like, yeah, right. I mean, that's how bad it is. Like you say, it's not. There's a lot of work to do. I don't even know that, you know, better pitching if Rafe is still in the rotation, to be honest. But he might have been moved to Sunday. But not only is Eric still in the rotation, they're trying to extend him as long as possible because the bullpen is worse.
Yeah, I mean, Crowther obviously is not very consistent right now. He's got his ups and downs. And yeah,
he came in on Sunday. Yeah, was part of the crooked number that almost got the Canes run rolled. So Diaz actually started today.
Gotcha. Diaz is someone who's starting to come around a little bit. He's starting to, catch form a little bit. So him, Caba is doing well now.
Yeah.
The back end is decent with Walters and Robert, but Walters has his issues.
I think he got hurt again, so
yeah,
he didn't pitch. He hasn't pitched. So.
Hey, TR30 Will, who's been a while too. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, it has been a hard season to watch. Yes, I do think, you know, even when we're talking about, especially other than Gage, you know, when we compliment some of this pitching, it's because in context of everyone else.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there's really one pitcher you actually want to see on the mound at this point, because you're right. Rafe has good stuff, but he can't control it, and he walks himself into trouble and then has to hit too much of the plate to avoid more. And then he gets hit. Like it's always been the power of them. When he can locate his pitches, he's almost unhittable, but that's very rare that he's actually hitting the spots.
I agree. This question is fun to answer from John. This is a fun, thanks. We appreciate it. We needed some content today.
Hey man, we gotta take one game from Pitt. That is the goal. That'll get us done. So
all right. I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna name the first guy that we need to retain, right? We'll kind of go back and forth here. And I'm gonna start with the obvious. I'm gonna go Blake Sear.
So I'll start with the who I thought was actually maybe more obvious given his extra year, but Kube.
Yeah, you definitely have to keep those two guys. I mean, if you can keep Jason Torres, obviously.
I think based on him being injured, I don't know that he'll hit the portal.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's hard. Sure. It's hard to get picked up when you're not healthy. I don't even know if there's anyone because it's all seniors. And
Dorian is a senior, right?
I think Dorian's a junior.
He might have another year. I mean,
I don't think Dorian's going anywhere. Oh, he's saying to force into the portal. We definitely wouldn't force Dorian into the portal. Nah. He's playing well, actually. He's another one.
He is.
He's been playing well.
For sure. Guys that I would tell to hit the portal, I mean, at this point, are shortstops. Ursel's done.
Ursel's done, so you're throwing him in as out.
I mean, God, man, he's just not a very good baseball player right now. And you need – look at the guys that we've had at that position the last 10 years. You know what I mean? Sure. Even the last 20, 30 years. Yeah. Every single guy from Bobby Hill to Ryan Jackson to Javi, right, to Javi Rodriguez. You've got the Don Patelis. You've got even Roger Tomas a little bit, right? Yeah. I know he played second base. Roger Tomas was a stud at shortstop. You know, who else? Who am I missing? What's his name? Freddie Zamora.
Yeah, Ryan Jackson.
Right. Yeah, Ryan Jackson mentioned him. You know, Freddie Zamora. The list goes on and on of studs that we've had there.
I guess the question with someone like Jimenez is there potential there?
I mean, look, here's my question. There's always potential. There's always an opportunity for a baseball player to develop, right? Sometimes they develop a little later. It happens all the time. But look at the shortstops that we've had that we knew right away. Like Ryan Jackson, we knew. Best glove. Haven't seen anything like that. He's probably the best pure shortstop out of all of them, right? I mean, he was that good at short. Freddie Zamora, his freshman year, was a stud. You know, Don Patelli showed flashes. With his glove, he was sick, right? He was sick with his glove. He turned it on with his bat as he got older. His bat came around his last year, big time. You see it early on.
Patelli's brother is still at FIU. Nikki P was playing today.
Oh, really?
Look at that. Jazz and I sat behind his family at like the last couple of games last year, and they would watch his brother play for FIU on the cell phone. Nikki P.
That's funny, man. How did he do?
I just saw they pinch hit for him in the ninth inning when they were losing. So
probably could use him as shortstop this year.
He could probably play here.
So,
yeah, no.
You know, look, he's got Jimenez has.
So I guess the question was like, who would you force into the portal? I think he's in that gray area where I would let him stick around, but he can't be the starter.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say no if you want to leave.
I wouldn't try to fight it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Luca Reyes has been kind of hurt all year. I know. Yeah. And, you know, he hasn't really played, so I can't say yes or no on him. Eric Fernandez, I know a lot of people don't like him. I think I've seen from him, even though he hasn't hit the ball well, I think he's got an opportunity to develop a little bit. But I wouldn't say yes or no either. I would be surprised.
What are your thoughts on Villegas?
I mean, I feel like he's been here for 12 years already.
I think he's a junior, right?
Is he? I don't know, man.
Let me check. I feel like he's still at eligibility left, and I'm kind of like,
you know, look, this is one of the times that I would kind of, you know, be on CCH's side here.
Yeah, he's a junior.
Is saying his dad isn't happy. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either, considering how crappy our shortstop play has been. Why not give Eric a shot? Get him. You know, look, it's about consistency sometimes. So you can't say he pinch hits and he strikes out, or he pinches and he pops up. Ah, you know. Oh, another one that we haven't mentioned, that we haven't seen him in a while. Is he hurt, Kulikowski?
No, he played on. He got in on.
Did he really
on Sunday? Yeah, he's been.
I wouldn't say yes, sir. I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath, or I wouldn't be too upset.
Yeah.
The one I really want to see back, for some reason, I think he can have a monster year is Lorenzo Carrier.
He has gotten a lot better. We used to joke about how he can't hit breaking stuff. He's starting to hit it. Yeah, no, he's someone we need back.
I think that with a middle of the lineup in Sear, Cuvé, Torres, and Carrier, I think that's a pretty dangerous middle of the lineup. It's going to be hard to get through that unscathed. So,
what do you think about Goitia, if that's how you pronounce it?
Goitia, whatever. Yeah, I liked him. You know, I liked him. I thought he was solid. I still think it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was like, we need a catcher next year.
We need depth, because both of our catchers that have played are leaving, so they're both seniors. Right.
Yeah, I think that Goitia can develop into a really good catcher, right? I think he's the guy that needs a year or two to kind of get in there. So I could see us going into dipping into the transfer portal to get a catcher. Bringing in a guy, I don't know. Sometimes it's too many players on this recruit. I know the recruiting class is good. I just don't know a lot of the guys. I know there's a guy, Nolan Johnson, I think that's what is that who he's talking about? Nolan Johnson, there he is. Boom, coming at 6'5", catch room Cali. I know that he's a stud. I think we spoke about him early on.
We did. But you never know until they.
But you never know, man.
They got to get on campus. That's the problem with this.
And I think he will, but I think that.
You still need another catcher. You need another catcher. You can't have one catcher.
He's a freshman anyways. He's coming in as a freshman. Yeah, so
do some.
Go to the transfer portal and get a catcher. You can meet some arms also, because I think
you need a whole pitching staff, because I'm assuming Gage is gone.
Yeah, I would go if I was him.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's gonna go.
Yeah, you probably need a number one and a number two.
You need a 1-2-3, several reliever. You need a whole pitching staff. Like, honestly, if you look at this, I'm just gonna read out the these are our pitchers. All right. Julian Hernandez.
haven't seen him since
the
first game.
So who knows? Chestnut's gone. Not that that matters. Slade Naderman.
Yeah,
I think Gage, who we think is
transfer
gone.
Again.
Yeah, Drew Dwyer.
He's been hurt all year.
Yeah, and he was a grad transfer. I don't know. He'd probably get a medical, but I don't know if he's going to Cam McCormick territory there. Chris Diaz.
I like what he's showing me now.
Jordan Vargas.
I didn't see enough of him to carry.
He has good stuff from what we saw.
Yeah, his stuff runs a lot. His stuff moves a lot. He's got that weird arm angle that kind of makes the ball dive in on hitters. So I like that. Yeah.
Alex Stanyak?
Yeah, that's a kid that we didn't see at all this year. I think he might have been hurt also. Walters, again, Walters is done for the year.
Yeah,
I mean, not that it mattered. But yeah.
Yeah.
What did he have surgery on this time? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably might be done. Then Nick Robert, who's good.
Okay.
But I still don't think, I think he's a closer by default because no one on this team can pitch. Like he's a guy you actually want middle relief, I think.
Stanyak is not eligible. Okay. I'm assuming that's what he's talking about.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah. I mean, he's a freshman. What did he do? And then we talked about Walters and Oliveira. And then left-handed.
Cava, Crowther.
Yeah, well, they've got Renzo listed. Oh, jeez. Remember, because he was trying to pitch.
Yeah.
Chris Cinta, who can...
I'd be okay with him saying he wanted to leave. I wouldn't tell him, though.
Plus, Terravella High School. We know nothing good comes out of there, Melissa. Miles Cava, who's actually coming into his own. I like him.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Crowther, we've talked about. I mean...
JT Caruso, right?
Yeah, JT Caruso, Rafe, who might or might not be back. And then Eric Hernandez, who we've talked about. So, like, I mean, we need a whole pitching staff. Like, you read those names, I was like, okay, some of these guys maybe we can keep, but, like, yeah. None of the guys we mentioned, unless Gage comes back or Rafe comes back, which we don't think either of them will, I don't want any of those guys starting at all on the weekend.
Yeah, that's scary, dude.
This needs a major. We got to hit the portal and get like five guys.
Big time. Yeah, that's scary. I think in the field, I think the most important positions that we need out of the portal, I would say, is a shortstop and a catcher. I think those two positions are integral. Like you need those positions to be very good. The outfield, you know, you can kind of mess around with some guys. Look, Blake's here. If he comes back, hopefully, God willing, there's your starting left fielder right there. You've got an All-American left fielder. You're good to go. So now you've got to fill in, you know, center and right, whether it's putting Lorenzo out there, whether it's putting someone else out
there. I will boycott. If we're rolling that dude out there on Friday, I'm done. That'll break me.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if he's number one. It's too early to tell what's going to happen next year.
No, he's talking about returning. He's the only returning starter. That's why he's saying it. I don't think he's actually. That's why he said right now.
I hope.
I mean, he needs to not be in the rotation. So
I know we've spoken about this, Vish. You've spoken about this a lot too.
Yeah, I think there probably will be, some changes. I know Kane's Cat's Heat is out there quite a bit too. It is hard to articulate how toxic it is watching this team boot the ball all over the place and, you know, walk in runs and strike out with runners in scoring position. I can't imagine that all these assistants are coming back. I don't even know that's JD shaking the staff up as much as, like, I'm not doing this again. So I would be shocked.
It'll be a little bit of both.
Back intact, yeah.
And yes, CCH, I actually do agree with him on this, that I think Eric Hernandez will be better next year. Like he mentions here, right, he's only been pitching for two or three years. He was an outfielder going into Miami-Dade. So, you know, he's still learning the art of pitching. I think that if he gets the right help, if he goes to the Cod League, you know, Cape Cod or something in the summer, and he kind of refines his skills a little bit. You know, he's a guy that has good stuff also, right? He's 92 to 94. He can bump it up to 95. He's got a great curveball. He just doesn't know how to pitch right now. He doesn't. And that's why he gets shelled all the time. And so a guy that does not know how to pitch and is just going to rely on his stuff, it doesn't matter. You can't do that. You're not Jack Caglione or Chase Burns or any of these guys, right? You have to be able to know how to pitch, man. And that's what those guys know how to do. They have that stuff and they know how to pitch. And so you got to be able to do a little bit of everything. So I can see him being better. I could definitely see him kind of getting better next year. But is he ready to be a Friday night guy? I don't think so. But I can see him being in the rotation. We need to go after pitching. We need big time pitching. We need big arms to solidify our weekend rotation. That's just the bottom line. You know, I mean, baseball, you draft off projectability. You don't draft off of what they're doing right now. I mean, sometimes you do, but it's all about projectability. So, yeah, they saw something in them that they could work with, for sure. That's how that works in the draft. So, what's up, Danny Berry? What's up, man? I don't know.
They're going to need a lot in the portal, especially on the mound.
They're gonna need some bats too. I mean, although that middle of the lineup could be really scary next year with Cuvée and Sear coming back and Jason Torres, God willing, he comes back. And you know, those guys, that's a good solid middle of the lineup there. You gotta get a solid leadoff guy. You have to get a guy like Jacoby Law. God, I wish he was coming back now. I didn't know I would ever say that, but here we are. You know, some guys that I'm sure that you got recruited last year, haven't played much, like a guy like Luca Reyes. I don't know how good they are, to be honest with you. You know, they didn't get to play. I know some of them were hurt a little bit. So they could probably make some noise in the fall and in the summer and see if they can come in and do something well. Or they're going to transfer out. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know much about him, John, about the shortstop from Puerto Rico. I'd have to look at his tape a little bit and see him a little bit. But I don't know much about him. I think that it's so hard to keep up with baseball recruiting because there's so many players, man.
And then, you know, you don't know who's going to end up getting drafted and not come back.
Right. You know, these Puerto Rican players, sometimes they know that they can go and feed their families right away, man. So we'll see. We need help. We need a lot of help. So, you know, I think JD definitely has – this is not how – baseball's changing now too, man. And we saw it this year. We saw it last year with what's his name, the kid from NC State that transferred to LSU, and then they went on that run and won the World Series. I know, you know, Skeens and Dylan Cruz were studs, but what's his name? White, right? Danny White, I think was his name.
Yeah,
the kid from NC State was an integral part of that team. They had a solid team there, but they had a lot of transfers. I mean, Skeens is a transfer, by the way, in case people didn't know that. He was a catcher at Air Force, and he transferred over.
Tommy White,
Tommy White. There you go. Tommy White, not Danny White. Good job.
I don't think it's just development. It's talent.
I don't think it's always development.
Well, but it's also talent evaluation. Like, I don't know how Lucas Costello is significantly worse than he was at Wake Forest the same conference, but he is.
Yep. This is true.
What happened there? I don't know.
I don't know, man. It happens. Sometimes you just, you know, not as good as you as maybe you looked. So, but that look, we didn't get much help in the transfer portal in the lineup, right? It was Scanlon from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was Costello, right? Everybody else is, or Ursel, but Ursel platooned and he wasn't very good. Like I said, we didn't get much help.
Yeah, no, we didn't. The two guys we got that are playing are not good. Yeah. So, or not performing at least. So, yeah, it was a swing and a miss, much like the team at the plate. So,
we got the last weekend series.
Yeah, but it's Thursday to Saturday. Thursday to Saturday because it's always short before the. Well, you know what? Do this again, and someone else will be worrying about the 2025 class because this is abhorrent. And you know what? I can tell you right now, this would not have happened if Gino was still the coach. So,
right.
We can talk about the talent drain, all that crap. This never happened when he was the coach. It's not coincidental. JD has got to learn. And there were better ways to manage this season.
Right.
Even with the current roster. And
if this staff is going to stay together, they'd either be better also.
Well, this is the thing, right? So I've talked about this a bit on the show, but right before the regional last year, I was doing a radio interview with some station in Louisiana, because obviously Louisiana was one of the teams here. And the guy, like, not sarcastically asked me, are those ERAs accurate? Because we were the number 9 team in the country, but if you looked at our pitching staff, it was not good.
Yeah.
But right. Gino managed to scrape wins together and manage that thing into a 9 overall team in the country.
Pretty impressive.
And obviously it was better than this year's staff, but not that much other than, you know, Andrew Walters. Other than that, it was like, but do you think like Lecarico would be lights out on this staff like he was last year? No, it was a lot of consistency putting him into spots. Alejandro Torres as well, like getting them into spots, getting them consistent roles. And we haven't done any of that. So part of pitching is just comfort and confidence. When you're just like, maybe this will work, and throw guys in there, and when they're not comfortable, this is what happens.
Right. This is true. Anyways, make sure you guys check us out. We'll have a couple more shows left.
Let's hope we're previewing. We might have to go. I got to check that. We got to see when the Canes are playing. We might have to do a Monday show before after Six Rings if the Canes are going to play on Tuesday. We'll stay tuned next week. We'll see when the Canes are playing.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not playing, we're going to have a hell of a show if they get swept by Pitt. So
it's going to be, yeah, that's going to be a great show. Oh my god. Anyway, but
they should be in the ATC tournament, so we'll talk about that next week.
We'll talk about it. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at Five Reasons Canes, and at Canes on Deck as well. Subscribe to the to the podcast at Five Reasons Canes on YouTube as well, right?
Oh yeah, and tomorrow we got Buckets as well. Same podcast. We got Buckets. Canes men and women both got commits this weekend, so or one today for women, and then men over the weekends. So we're talking about
that point guard. Any good? That kid?
He's a late high school lad. So,
yeah.
I mean, Baylor wanted him too. So it's not like he's not,
right?
You know, major conference caliber. But bigger news: the women just nabbed a fifth year starter from Michigan in the portal, which is a huge get.
Nice.
Been asking some Big Ten people that watch Big Ten women's hoops, because frankly I don't. They're like, that's legitimate. So
nice.
He's a new coach using her Midwest roots to pull those kids. But also, yeah, big news on the football front. Schedule got some game times.
Oh yeah,
the Florida, the big one, the Florida
August 31st at 3:30 on ABC.
That you know what? For my old ass, that's some good. Get some drinking in. get to bed at a reasonable hour.
Unless we're going to Gainesville.
There's no fucking way I'm going back to that town. I've had it.
Oh my god. Yeah,
I'm gonna be in Miami. We'll do a party.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think I'm gonna go to Gainesville. I'm not
grill. I'm not gonna spend that kind of money to go to that shithole.
I agree.
That's one I am putting my foot down. I'm not doing that one.
Not something I'm interested in either.
Yeah.
Screw that place.
That's good. You know, good game time. Get some free drinking. Get the grills going. You know, get to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, we'll see. That'll be fun. Unless we kick their ass, then it might be an all that party.
Oh, then we might. Then we might have a post game victory celebration on the show. But anyway, we'll talk about that next week, next Monday on Six Rings.
That'll be fun. We'll see you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards. Save big.